Today is Monday, April 29th, and you are listening to Current 2, brought to you by Just Bagels, in Must Know News. An Israel-Palestine update. On Saturday, Hamas released a propaganda video of two hostages, Amri Maran and Keith Siegel. This is the first time the hostages have been seen since they were abducted over 200 days ago. Siegel is an American citizen. The UN is demanding an independent investigation of the mass graves found at Gaza hospitals, as reports have raised, quote, renewed concerns about possible war crimes, according to the United Nations. In political news, President Biden recently said he would be, quote, happy to debate Trump in a general election debate, his largest commitment to a debate thus far. This is a big step towards the two meeting on a debate stage. Separately, the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner occurred this Saturday, which was marked by chants of shame on you by those protesting the war in Gaza. And in international news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken confronted China over, quote, powering Russia's war on Ukraine. This marks a significant issue threatening trade and general relations between the U.S. and China. In related news, Ukraine has pulled U.S. tanks from their front lines after drones from Russia made it too difficult for them to operate. Russia has been using an extensive amount of drones and hunter-killer drones, which have already destroyed 5 of the 31 tanks the U.S. has sent to Ukraine. A quick word from our sponsor, and this one is personal to me, your host. I stopped eating bagels for breakfast since I left New York, and now I can finally have them again thanks to Just Bagels. Just Bagels ages their dough and boils it in New York water, then delivers them free to all 50 states. Get your hands on 24 bagels for only $1.69 a pop at justbagels.com using code NEWS for 10% off your order today. In other notable news, a potential auto workers' strike was avoided in North Carolina after the UAW reached a deal with Daimler Truck. The four-year deal includes a 25% wage increase, cost of living adjustments, and profit sharing for the first time in Daimler history. Devastating tornadoes ripped through Oklahoma communities on Saturday, killing at least 4 people. The twisters leveled homes and buildings and knocked out power for tens of thousands. The FDA says about 1 in 5 commercial milk samples tested positive for bird flu traces. So far, one person has been confirmed to have it, but the CDC and the WHO both say the current overall public health risk is low. And after a legendary 16-year career in the WNBA, Candace Parker is announcing her retirement. Parker retires as a 3-time champion with both the Las Vegas Aces and the Chicago Sky. She is also a 2-time Olympic gold medalist for the United States. Have a great Monday, and thank you for listening to Current 2, the easy way to stay informed.